Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Yo, peace, peace. What's up, family? We back in the building. This is your boy, your brother, Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is the one and only Rigel in the building. How everybody doing?
Hotel, Kabar Regani, and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, y'all. We in the building for another week, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. 2020, like I say, we've been having some good, some powerful shows, powerful discussions, powerful builds. So we back, y'all. We here. Looking forward to another great show. And you know how we do before we get started. My brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. And only one announcement, I just want to give a special shout out to my firstborn coming up on a 21st birthday. Coming up on Wednesday. So I want to give a special shout out to my firstborn baby girl, Princess Micah. Congratulations for being 21.
Indeed.
A
yes,
big
indeed.
Mark in terms of your life. I know I remember that age. Give a special shout out to Micah. Phone announcement.
Yeah, yes,
I'm still that age. I'm still that age.
Dad,
still that
kidding.
Age.
Yeah, that age. I ain't letting go. Holding on.
Yeah, he said he ain't letting go. Holding on.
Holding on.
Hilarious.
But yeah.
Yes, indeed, brother Mufasa. How was your week?
Man.
Any announcements?
Good weekend. No major announcements. Oh, you know, there is announcements for my local people here in St. Louis. We got watermelons fresh from Muhammad Farms in Georgia that just touched down a couple of hours ago. I was just a part of unloading a truck full 700 organic, big, beautiful, luscious watermelons straight from the Muhammad Farms.
Mm.
Hey, $10, boy, this $10 you ever spent in your life. So if you're interested, want to get some, you can email Collective Minds, and I'll pick it up and shoot you where to go to get you some. But they are fantastic, sweet, full of seeds, the real deal. But yeah, I'm tired, man. I done touched 700 watermelons today, so I'm tired.
Yes, indeed. Well, hey,
you're sweet too. I'm already cracked minds.
Yeah, I'm trying to get me one. So your work wasn't in vain, brother, because I'm trying to get me one most definitely. So,
yeah,
we coordinate
that. If anybody know where Muhammad Mine 28 is here in St. Louis on West Florissant, you can stop by there tomorrow between 3 and 7, between hours of 3 to 7. And if you don't know where it's at, feel free to just Google it, MapQuest it, Muhammad Mine 28, St. Louis. And we'll be there from 3 to 7 tomorrow. Stop by, swing by, pick you up 1, 2, 3, or 4, 5.
All right. Yes, indeed. That's where we at. That's where we at, because I will be swinging by there. grab me one or two of them watermelons. So, yeah, right on. Yeah, also, you know, just to second what Rigel said, happy birthday to young Micah, the 21. Now, Rigel remember 21, but 21 was a blur for me, so I don't really remember. But happy birthday, you know what I mean? Happy solar return. That's 21 trips around the sun, and we wish you many more. And, you know, prosperity along with that, you know. So, yes, indeed. Happy solar return to Micah. All right, so, yeah, we back in the building, y'all. I don't have any announcements, really. We can just get right into the topic today. Today, you know, we getting on the topic of race. And we are asking the question, can black people be racist? Now, this is kind of in light of NFL player DeSean Jackson, who is a wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. If you hadn't heard, there was a lot of controversy around a post that he had put up. And basically the post was something to the effect where, you know, it was saying a lot of people attributed the post to Hitler, which I'm not sure if it was a post from Hitler or not. It was some picture he took from a book and posted it on his Instagram. And the passage was basically talking about how black people are the real Jews. And Twitter went wild. Everybody went wild. The mayonnaise press went wild. They got to calling him, you know, anti-Semitic, a bigot, racist. Like, he got all type of stuff thrown at him. Actually, the Eagles ended up fining him as well. You know, a lot of people in the sports world and sports writer was kind of going in on him and calling him racist and things like that. So we were asking the question, you know, can black people be racist? I think this is a question that has come up a lot, especially within, you know, conscious community circles. You know what I mean? We talk a lot about the power dynamic when it comes to racism and how it works and how it functions. You know, shout out to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing for the ISIS papers, where she kind of broke down a lot of things about the system of racism. So we're just asking that question, can black people be racist? I know a lot of people say, yeah. There's a few of us that say it's not possible. But we're going to have that conversation today, family. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. Hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. And we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. You dig? So we'll get to the call lines in a second. But first, we want to hear, you know, from Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa. So we're going to start with Queen Rigel with the question, can black people be racist? First of all, did you hear about the DeSean Jackson story? Or did you have any thoughts on that? And then, you know, can black people be racist?
I actually didn't hear about it. And I know you've already mentioned this, but just one more time, exactly what did he post now? I didn't hear about it. This
he posted
the first time.
Right, he posted a passage from a book. I'm not sure what the book was, what the author, but it was a couple paragraphs and basically saying how the black people were the real Jews and were the children of Israel and how certain people knew that, but they were perpetuating a lie that they were the real Jews. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what it was saying. That's not, you know, verbatim, but it was basically saying that blacks were the real Jews. And like I said, a lot of people said the post was anti-Semitic, even though he didn't write it. He just posted the pic, but they accused him of being, you know, anti-Semitic and racist. So that's basically in a nutshell. I don't have the post verbatim, but yeah, it was something to that effect of black people being the real Jews.
And, I can read it to you real quick, right? Because I just pulled it
there
up.
There you go.
Whatever the book is there, I'm a little bit counting what the book said, but this post highlighted this, and it said, Hitler said, and then it's highlighted, so this was supposedly some type of quote from Hitler. Hitler said, because the white Jews know that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America secret, the Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. The white citizens of America will be terrified to know that all this time they've been mistreating and discriminating and lynching the children of Israel. Now, that's what they had. I highlighted. There's two other paragraphs here also. I'm going to go ahead and read those. They will fear God will destroy them as he destroyed Egypt for doing the same thing. So the elite, the Illuminati, keeps this a secret at all costs. After I die, I will one day cause World War III just by this message, which will be like planting a seed in a people's mind until it sprouts. Once they nurture that seed and seek more truth and learn Hitler was right. So, again, that wasn't a quote from Hitler.
Right.
Like I said, Deshaun Jackson even had highlighted, he didn't have the part highlighted that said Hitler said. So the media, just because it had Hitler's name in it and they wanted to attach it to that, in my opinion, they didn't even address, and I'm cutting in the writer's time, so I make it plain. They didn't really deal with the paragraph itself. They just dealt with it had Hitler said in there. So, you know, anything that had Hitler attached to it, they want to blow it up, make it anti-Semitic and evil. So that's what everybody was tripping off of. They didn't cut you in to the comments, you know, to the commentary. They just was really, in my opinion, mad about it because it said Hitler said. And also in the post after that, he had a post to Minister Farrakhan as well. So, you know, they tied that together with him being anti-Semitic because, you know, the world loves to accuse Minister Farrakhan of being anti-Semitic. So he posted those on his Instagram because he ended up pulling them down. And apologize.
Right, exactly.
Oh, he pulled them down and apologized, you say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't hear about that. I don't personally think that that was a big deal for me, you know, but I guess it depends on what side of the fence you're on. But for me, I don't find it to be a big deal. But just getting into the question at hand, I can say black people can be racist depending on what you want to, how you want to define racist. I know different people have different meanings for different words, so you can find one person may feel it to be this and one person can feel it to be that. So what racism means to me, I think black people, I think anybody can be a racist.
Okay, let's do this real quick. So give us your definition.
I already know what you're
going to
say. What is racist?
No. I'm just asking. Yeah, give us your definition of racism. That way. Right. Because so we can be accurate with the terms. There you go. So just, you know, for clarity's sake, for conversation,
okay,
what is
right,
your definition of racism?
I just think it's a person that I guess I'll make it plain and simple. And last week we all talked about the minister's speech, and I think he put it very clear when he spoke about being a racist. He said, like a pianist, you know, if they dedicate their time and efforts to playing a piano, be a pianist, and so on and so forth. So as a racist for me, or what racist means to me is it is someone that, you know, I guess, what's the right word to use? I guess just love their race. And I don't want to make it any, for me, I don't make it any more than that. Now, there can be other negative things attached to that, and that's when it becomes sticky. Now, if you want to go further with it and say it means that we're superior and all that, or a person is superior, then that's where it gets tricky for me. Now, if you're going to attach that to that superiority and all that and make it seem like that your race is better, then, okay, then that will change my perception of it. And then I will say, okay, well, maybe not or maybe yes, you know. But to just say, okay, if you honor your race, you appreciate it, and you dedicate, you know, yourself to learning about your race, you love your race, and then in that sense, then I would say yes. Well, like I said, if you want to start attaching other meanings to it, then my opinion can change. So just based off of what I just said, it means to me just that, then, you know, that's why I say that. Now, I'm sure we'll have plenty of people that will come on here and say, well, it means this. This is what it actually means. You read, it's going to say this and say that, and that's fine. I'm not going to dispute any of those things. I'm just saying what it means to me, and that's why I say I think anybody can be a racist, because for me, what a racist is somebody that loves their race and they honor their race.
All right, now.
And that's it.
All right.
All right, now.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was Queen Rajan. Yeah, go ahead, Mufasa. Yeah, it's on you.
I hear you
can
smiling
black people
through the
be
phone.
Racist, my brother?
I hear you
me,
smiling through the phone. You.
Yeah, y'all giving me some meat. Y'all giving me some meat.
No,
to,
I heard
much on what y'all say. Well, I'm sorry, Roger gave me some meat. She just gave me some meat, so I'm over here licking
my
chop.
Be ready. So,
no.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Look, just like Roger brought up, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan mentioned last Saturday in his address to the nation that he was a racist. Meaning, yes, one that because he's fought so hard for the black race, and he didn't apologize for this. He has been fighting for the rights of black people for over 40 years. So I'm going to veggie back on that. And when I Google up the definition, the noun definition of racist is a person who shows or feels discrimination or prejudice against people of other races, or who believes that a particular race is superior to another. So, yes, I say that black people can be racist, according to that definition, because there is a lot of black people and some white people who feel that black people are superior over other race of people, just knowing that we are the original man. We are the original people on the planet. You know, shows of superiority in it. But just because you might be the superior being, it don't mean you have to discriminate and attack other people. It is what it is. So according to that definition, in the way I feel, and what the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, because he's black and he said he's a racist, and I feel the same way, that if you uphold your race over others, then you being racist. And it is what it is. Now, my thing is, you can be racist. A white person can be racist. It's when you want to be what is that, where you attack other people, attack other races. That's where I had a problem. I don't have no problem with nobody loving who they are. You should love your race. I made the comment before off air with Rigel and Brother Kev that if I was born white, that's just me. I'm going to love who I am, and I'm going to try to be the best white man I can be. If I was Chinese, I'd try to be the best Chinese man I can be. So I don't have a problem with someone loving their race. Don't bother me. It's just when you start trying to implement things in place, like being a supremacist, that's where I have a problem with it. when you try to be this, you know, and impose your authority over other people, over other races. That's why I have an issue with. So I'll leave it there. Let Brother Kev come on in. And,
yes,
you know, because I know he's licking his chops over there. He's ready to roll. So buckle up your seatbelt, everybody.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, family. Look, right. No, it ain't going to be that long because we all get to the call line because I do want to hear the family. But let's just start right here, right? See, the concept, and we're answering the question, can black people be racist? So we got to start right here. The concept of race is a European construct, okay? This is fairly recent. The concept of race is a European social construct. So the idea of race is something that comes from the mind of European scientists in the late 17th century, 18th century, and 19th century. So we got to start there. Race, there's no, you know, biological, genetic, or, you know, these other type of different, not saying that everybody's the same. Of course, we know that groups of people are different, but the concept of race that we know today, when you talk about white, black, Hispanic, all these different terms that we use today are very inaccurate. And race is largely based on skin color and hair texture. I'm going to say that again. Race is based largely on skin color and hair texture. And even that, we find a lot of discrepancies. For instance, there are people in India who are darker than some black people here. And they would be classified as white in some circles just because they're from India. And then you also have some black people who have two black parents who are pale and light. And if you hold their skin up, you know, to a pale white or to a white person with a tan and whatnot, they would have lighter skin and they're black. So there's a lot of confusion with race. There's a lot of discrepancies. There's no real basis for what we call race today, even though it may seem like it, but you're going to always run into some differences as far as, skin tone, hair texture, eye color. It's just all jumbled up. So we got to first start with this being a European concept from the mind of European, because Africans never referred to each other as black, white, you know, yellow man, red man. These other terms, these are colorable terms that the European invented to sell us this idea of race and only to discriminate against other people. That's the only reason race exists. That's it. The reason why race exists is for one group to discriminate against the other group. Now, let's look at this definition real quick. This is from a Random House Dictionary 1966 definition of racism. It says, a belief, remember, it's a belief because it's not concrete, it's not something that's fact, it's a belief. Racism, a belief that human races have distinct characteristics that determine their respective cultures, usually involving the idea that one's race is superior and has the right to rule others. See, the new definitions, they're removing a lot of these terms in order to say, yeah, everybody can be racist. The definition goes on to say, a policy of enforcing such an asserted right. A system of government and society based on it. Let me repeat that one more time. Racism, a belief that human races have a distinct characteristics that determine their respective cultures, usually involving the ideas that one race is superior and has the right to rule others. A policy of enforcing such an asserted right, that's key. A policy of enforcing such an asserted right. Number three, a system of government and society based on it. So when we say that, you know, Farrakhan says he's a racist. I love the minister, but I would have to disagree with him because by the definition, and people, again, we got to stick as closest to the original definition as possible. And people say, you know, like Roger said, it means this to me, it means that. But we have to go with what was the original meaning and how it was intended. Okay, it's a belief that your race is superior and you have the policy, you control the government of system and society based on that. Because, yes, a black person can feel like they're superior, but we don't have the mechanism, society, or government to enforce those beliefs. Now, if y'all say that Minister Farrakhan is a racist because he loves his race, what makes Farrakhan different from the Grand Wizard of the KKK? Now, I'm just asking this hypothetical, you know, as a rhetorical question, but what would make Farrakhan different from a Grand Wizard of the KKK? What makes him different is he is reacting to the system of racism by being a soldier for his quote-unquote race, which is understandable. He's seen how black people have been treated. You know, he recognizes there's a system in place that oppresses black people because we're not white, and he adjusts accordingly. He has become a soldier for the fight, but he's reacting. But Farrakhan doesn't go out and lynch white people. He doesn't instruct the Nation of Islam to go out and burn crosses on people, or he doesn't have any mechanisms to teach or move large numbers of white people into a specific area. You know, he doesn't have industries and mechanisms in place to keep white people out in large numbers. Now, of course, you could say he can keep them out of the Nation of Islam, but that's separate, and, you know, that's a religious organization. But my point is, if by you guys' definition, if black people can be racist, and if Farrakhan can be racist because he just loves his race, what makes him different from the Grand Wizard of the KKK? You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is the only type of functional racism is racism, white supremacy. So here's the thing. Not all white people are racist, but all racists are white people, because by definition, they are the only ones with mechanisms and a system of government in place to enforce those beliefs. If a black person feels that black people are superior, that's just what it is. He just feels that way, or they just feel that way. But theoretically, you could say, okay, that could be racist. But practically, we're talking about is that black person able to enforce those beliefs onto people, onto large numbers of people who he feels is not black, or onto large numbers of white people? No, they are not. You know what I'm saying? So my definition, and I use racism, white supremacy as the same thing. There's only one type of racism, and that's white supremacy. White supremacy is racism because that's the system of government that we are currently under. And this is the definition that I use. A global system established by people who classify themselves as white to mistreat and subjugate everyone who they classify as non-white in order to maintain dominance and control over them. So that first definition that I read of racism, because we have to make the distinction, this is not just about belief. This is about who can enforce what they believe. Otherwise, it doesn't even matter. You can believe what you want, but if you can't enforce those beliefs, then You just have a belief. There's nothing backing it. There's nothing concrete behind it. You just feel a certain type of way. And again, when a black person feels that type of way, it's largely based on their reaction to the system of racism. You see what I'm saying? So, go ahead. I'm gonna leave it right there for now, and I'm gonna let you go.
I'm sure Roger was gonna respond to, and I want
you go ahead and move on. Go ahead. I can
wait.
Go ahead.
He said, All right, because he made the mention of what's the difference between Farrakhan and, you know, the Grand Wizard. So I thought you was going to respond to that real quick. But you said
yeah,
you won't hold
go,
on.
You can go ahead. Yeah, I can hold on. You can go ahead, or you can respond to it. Go ahead.
All right. So what I heard you there in your definition is, first, you was saying the definition of, we was talking about racist. You talking about racism. White supremacy system. It, to me, you blurred in the definition of three different things all in one. We're talking about what racist, the definition of a racist. And like Roger said, it's going to depend on, I guess, determine on what definition of racist that you go by. You know, we all three of us, I think, believe have different definitions of what, quote unquote, a racist is. So you mixed in three different things there. As far as Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, he can move, you know, large groups of people. We know that from the Million Man March. Every savior said he moved large groups of people. And when you go to these events, in the Nation of Islam, it's an organization strictly for black and brown people. So no one else, no Caucasian people are in the Nation of Islam. Now, what makes Farrakhan different from the Grand Wizard of the Klan is because the Klan was a violent organization that did lynch people and murder people. That was a violent organization. There is no record of Minister Farrakhan having groups of the Nation of Islam going around killing white people. So that's the difference. That was an organization built off of hate. The Nation of Islam is not built off of hate. The Nation of Islam comes off of different teachings that show that we are the original man of the planet. So it's not really a response. We just that we just waking up the mentally and spiritually dead to show them who we really are. And it's like as far as being a race. Also, if I was to ask you what race you are you telling me you're not gonna say you're black? You're in the black race? Now, I brought that up because of earlier when you were saying that, you know, we're forced to, you know, to live in these different titles. It was a made-up term by basically white people to determine what race we're in. So whether it was or wasn't, you yourself, I'm sure, are going to say if they ask you are you black or white, you're not going to say, I don't know. You're going to say you black. So if it is what it is, you black, you with the black race, and you love your people. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing to be
right.
ashamed of to be a black racist. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right. Well, no. Let me say this because you made a couple points. Now you say I blurred, you know, racism. Okay, these are just and white supremacy. Okay, these are just right. But listen. These are when we talk about race. Race is the root word of racism and racist. Race is believing that humans have distinct characteristics that determine, you know, different cultures and genes and different things like that. That's what race would be. Racism would be the system to enforce those beliefs. Racist would be a person who practices racism. You see what I'm saying? So those are all interchangeable because the root word is race in racism and racist. Now, when we talk about white supremacy, again, that is a term that was coined by, I believe, either Nellie Fuller, maybe Dr. Francis Cress Welsin or whoever. But that is the system of racism that we currently live under. So that's why I combine those two. Because the only practical and functional racism as a system is white supremacy. And the only people under this current system who can be racist are white people. Again, that does not mean that all white people are racist. It just means that all races are white people because they have the mechanisms in place to enforce those beliefs. And not only... See, what you guys are saying is a racist is someone who loves their race, who goes hard for their race. Well, what do you call someone who loves their race, thinks their race is superior, has the ability to enforce those beliefs, and also the ability to oppress, kill, harm, mistreat other races based on those beliefs? What do you call that person if, you know, if you just love your race, that means you're racist? How do you make the distinction between someone who just loves their race, as you guys say, and just goes hard for their race, versus
that would be a supremacist.
People we deal with as far as, you know, racist white supremacists, right? This is what I'm saying, racist white supremacists that take it a step further, and they're able to enforce those beliefs. They're able to stop black people from going to certain schools, living in certain neighborhoods, making certain money, all type of things they're able to do. So they're taking it a step further by going, exactly. So a racist is a white supremacist. No, that's the same thing, because listen, let me break this down. The system of white supremacy that we live under says that the white race is superior and has the right to rule over others, which is what they do. That is also in this definition of racism from this Random House dictionary. Right, so we can't get too far, even though we may feel a word is a certain type of way and we want to attach our own definition. We cannot get too far from the original definition. You see what I'm saying? So a racist in this society would be a white person who feels they are superior and they have the right to rule over others. And because that is true, they have a system of government and a society that is based upon that particular belief. So we have to make those distinctions between somebody who just goes hard for their race versus somebody who oppresses another race at the same time.
There you go.
So what?
And,
you know,
and
how do we make those distinctions?
One is a racist, and one is a racist supremacist. Those are two different things. But, you know, I don't want to... Let's get to the call. Let's ask the caller. Let's see what the caller say. Because we'll go back and forth about this for a minute.
Let's go. Let's see what's up with the call lines. If you're just joining the family, we are asking the question, can black people be racist? Give us your thoughts. The number is 929-477-1697. Let's go.
Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
There
you go, 314-381. Caller, Priyanki. Okay, we'll get it.
He must be on hold. Come back to him.
Yeah, you say hold on or something. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to the next caller. Area code 314-750. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
This is Sister Neon Bay Muhammad. Good evening, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
hey. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, indeed.
I just wanted to add a little bit of context to the minister saying that he was a racist. First, he in fact did not call himself a racist. He was making a statement in reference to others calling him racist and calling him a hater.
Right.
So he was clarifying that, yes,
right,
I love my people. Can never be racist because first and foremost, we are not a race. So the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches a race of people are a people who the Caucasian is, they are a race of people because they were only given 6,000 years to rule and therefore they have been in a race against time. So their rule is up now. So they have been in a race against time, and that's where the label racist comes from. So then to answer the question definitively, black people cannot be racist because we are not a race.
That's right.
So we are not a people. I don't care what is done to us. We do not hate people. We have been murdered, brutalized, raped. We all know the story. Over 400 years. And yet we still come back and love our enemies.
That's right.
It's virtually impossible for black people to be awake.
There you go.
So
I was just going to make this real quick point, and you can ask her. I was just going to say that how can the original people be a part of a race? And I was going to leave it at that because she made the point very clear. But, again, how can the original people, original man and woman, be a part of a race? This is a construct that white people invented, as I said earlier. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's my question was, if we are not a race, then what do you consider black people? And I'm assuming that go ahead.
As the brother said, we're the original people. We're the first and the last. We are, in fact, when we call ourselves black, that's really, we're just really referring to ourselves at a very basic level. Yeah, because we were created out of the blackness of space, but we really are the Asiatic black man and woman. Because at one point, the entire planet was called Asia. It was Asia Major and Asia Minor.
Asia Minor,
and so
We are
the original man and woman, the first and the last. So because there's no beginning nor end to us, therefore we are not a race. The Caucasian has a beginning over 6,000 years ago, and he was given a time to rule, but Allah gave him a grace period. And that's why he's still ruling now, because he has continued to rule during his grace period. And so now his time is up.
Right. That's right.
Well, I definitely won't argue with that. That's a good teaching right there.
And yes, indeed.
We
appreciate you, Carla. Thank you.
Hold on. I do have one question for her, just for clarity. Do you mind adding more context to the first statement you made? Because I heard Minister Farrakhan say that he was a racist. So I know you kind of briefly touched into it, but I really need to hear a little more context, because from when I my comprehension, it sounded like he was doing more than just making a statement. He was actually saying that he was a racist. He said, if you're a violinist, you dedicate your time and efforts to becoming learning how to play the violin, you're a violinist, and so on and so forth. And he said, I dedicated my time and my life to my race. I'm a racist. So can you just kind of provide more content when it comes to that? Because that's why I said what I said in the beginning, because that's what he said. I, for one, understood that and thought that that was actually a good way of, you know, understanding it, too. So just I want to hear a little bit more about that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I would also suggest is we go back and listen to it. I've listened to it at least 5 times already. It is really a message for the ages. I don't recommend that anybody just listen to it one time. I mean, listen to it, take notes, because it's really very layered. But what he was doing was he was clarifying his position as far as the difference between one who is labeled a hater and one who is a defender of his people, a defender and an uplifter of his people. So he was
clarifying,
I am not one who hates other people. I am one who first and foremost loves and uplifts my people. So in that statement, that's all he was doing. He was not, and see, the Caucasian, we have to be careful, because the Caucasian will take that statement and twist it around. He is not saying that I'm a racist in the same sense that the Caucasian is a racist. Because as I said, it's not in our nature to hate anyone except for our open enemy. And we really don't hate them. What we hate is what they've done to us. And we also hate the evil, their evil nature. So
right.
Because Allah,
right.
So that's really what we hate. But it's really not in our nature to hate anyone. We created them. So I mean, you don't necessarily hate let me be clear. They are not an act of creation. They are a maimed man and woman. Something that is created is original. It didn't exist before.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So they're a maimed man and woman. So we made them. And so you don't necessarily hate what you made, but you hate the evil acts that they commit. So back to your question.
That's right.
Sis, he was just providing clarity for those that love to say he's a hater versus one who instructs, uplifts, guides, and loves. That's what all other people do. But only when it comes to black people do they try to reverse the narrative. Every other people, Asian people, I live in Georgia, and I go into the Korean community all the time. And they have every single business that they need. I mean, from barbecue to hair salons to barbershops to karaoke to masseuse to cafes.
That's right.
They don't need to go outside of their community for anything. But nobody calls them haters because they live in a separate community. It is only the descendants of slaves who are labeled separatists or racist or haters because we are seeking to do the very same thing that all other people have done for themselves. And it's only natural that we seek to do so.
Yes, indeed.
So, okay.
I hope that my explanation was a bit more clear.
Right, and it was. And that's actually, and now I feel like that you and I are on the same page because that's how I took it, and that's actually what I was trying to convey in the beginning, that there are different levels. Just like you said, that the minister was explaining his position, and he wasn't saying it in the same context of how someone else may use the word racist as well. So I think that we came a little more parallel in our thoughts and what we were saying because I'm like, now I know I heard what he said, but I could have mixed something because I only heard it once. So I do agree a lot of times you do need to go back and re-listen to things. So that's why I was asking because I'm like, I could have missed something I wanted to know because from just what I heard, I'm like, okay, I know he said this. And he gave a good explanation, but I do agree with you, and I was trying to convey that same way as well earlier by saying, hey, it means this, but I know other people may take words of all kinds of words and apply different meanings because we have – there are different degrees of meanings and different degrees of it. So that's how I view it personally because, I mean, outside that, I do understand what everybody has said so far, and I agree, because even with Brother Kevin, I agree with the things that he's saying. I would maybe provide just maybe a different way of explaining it, I guess, to put it in the context of the way that I would see it, because I agree that, we may not right now currently have the power to enforce certain things. I mean, we can, but we don't. We haven't yet. And so in that sense, no, we're not doing that. However, we can come from a position of loving our race, and we can do that. And for me, I could consider
that. Right,
that
wouldn't be racist.
But
that wouldn't be racist. No. That wouldn't be racist.
That's for you, Brother Kevin. So just...
No,
you
got to go with the definition, though. We cannot stray away from the definition.
I'm not straying away from the definition, my definition of it, which I fully explain what it is, because like I was clear in the beginning, there are different degrees of it. There are different degrees of meanings and what it, because words and all those things, those are just emotions, what it feels to you, what it thinks to you, all that. Yeah, just because someone else, just like we had the discussion of using the N-word, and I said that, okay, just because someone else may take this word and say that this is what it means. Okay, this is what one person did, and it expanded to a culture, or maybe the majority of people believe that. But it doesn't have to. I don't have to take and apply that meaning to myself, because I may feel a certain way about it. So that's how I feel. And if for me, if my spectrum is not, if my degree is not to, I mean, if my spectrum is not to that degree where I can say, okay, not only do I love myself, I hate somebody else, and I think then you're adding more to it. But if I just stop there and say, I love being a black woman, I love black people, I love my race. And if I just stop there,
that's not racist, That's fine. That's not racist.
For you, it's not. Well, but for me, I could be okay with saying that lower degree of racist to me. And I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with it. But if you want to say that that's not, I don't have a problem with that either. But I can see that and be okay with it. That's all I'm saying.
So, right.
Before you respond, I know we still have a call on the line. I did want to ask just one quick question. I'm going to make it plain, too. The original man, Sister Neander, are you still there?
I am, yes, sir.
Okay. The original man and woman, is the original man and woman superior to the white race?
No, there's no such thing as superior and inferior, because in order to have a superior people, you would have to have an inferior people. So while the Caucasians, okay, let me provide clarity too, because what I mean is we do not need to we don't need to take on the mindset of the Caucasians. That's not why we're being placed in a place of rulership, as his rule ends, our rule begins. But that does not put us in. We're not switching places with him in the sense of, okay, well, now we're going to think in the same way about him,
right,
them, and all other people in the way that we've been thought of. No, they are inferior in the sense of they're weaker. You know, they were made from us, so they have weak blood, weak bone, a smaller brain. They're inferior
in that
sense, because anytime you grasp anything from anything, you make it weaker, you change it. So there's no way around that. That's part of the science. But, no,
that's
we are not superior to them in that we are to rule over them. And when Allah gives us rule, we are to rule with freedom, justice, and equality. That is the basis of God's rulership.
Facts.
And so we are not to see ourselves as superior over them in the same way. And this is why this conversation is good, because we don't want to take on the Caucasian's language. We don't want to take on his understanding. We don't need to label ourselves racist. That's his language. We have our own language that we are getting back to. So we don't want to take on his language. That's in a sense kind of going backwards. No. We are we have a supreme being. And he is the only superior one, because he is superior or supreme in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So
that's right.
To answer your question,
indeed,
dear brother, no, we are not superior over anybody.
Praise be to God.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Good teaching right there. I need the mic to open back up, man. I'm going to preach to the bubble.
Yes, indeed. We definitely appreciate you, sister, with the call. You provided some good, great insight, and we appreciate that. Thank you for calling in and listening. If you're just joining us, family, we're having a conversation. Can black people be racist? I do want to respond real quick, because we have to look at the word race. Remember, there's a double entendre to that word. Race. What is a race? Like the caller just eloquently stated, a race is a competition. White people who invented this term are in competition with nature, with the society, with the black people. They are in a competition. The original man and woman, we're not in competition. We just happen to be victims of being deceived and, you know, miseducated, you know, and lied to, basically. And we're coming into our own, rediscovering who we are, thanks to, you know, people like Elijah Muhammad, Minister Farrakhan, people like that coming and teaching us who we really are, but we are not them. So what I'm saying to you guys is, it's very dangerous for you to be like, I'm racist because I love my race, because you give the racists a pass. You give the people who are actually racist, who are doing harm to black people, you give them a pass because they're like, yeah, look, you racist too. You know what I'm saying? But they're going beyond what you guys are talking about as far as loving your race. They go beyond that, and like the minister said, they inject hate, they inject oppression, they inject different systems to control, manipulate, deceive people. That's not what you guys are talking about. You see what I'm saying? So loving your race, being down for your race, going hard for quote-unquote race, now use race in quotes, because it's not something that's real. It's the system that we under. And to answer a previous question from Mofasa, yes, I would say I'm black because I'm classified as black under this system. However, I do know that I'm an original man, and there's no black or any type of brown skin. There's no type of color you can give to my being, right? I'm a light being. I'm an original person of the earth. You dig what I'm saying? So it's dangerous for you guys to say you're racist just because you love your race. No, 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 no. You can love your race. You can go hard for your race. That is not racism. Racism is attaching it and subjugating everyone else that is not a part of your quote-unquote race. That's not what you guys do. That's not what the minister does. It's something that's totally different. And if you claim that you're a racist, you're giving actual racists a pass. You see what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, you racist. So
yeah.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get to the calls real quick. It's so much I want to stay,
let's
but I want to make sure the call and get an opportunity to get something.
That's indeed. Let's go.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. We
loud and clear. We got you. Loud and clear.
Well, look, there's only one race, that's the human race. That Yaku theory is a theory that somebody threw out there. It really makes no sense, grafting human beings. Now, people can say what they want to. Another thing, this we should be better defined. In this case, since you mentioning Elijah Muhammad and Farrakhan, you're talking about the people that follow that organization. That's not all black people. Even if you go back in history, the Kushites fought off the expansion of Islam into what's now called Ethiopia. At that time, it was Kush. They also fought off the expansion of Christianity with the advent of Justinian. They did it for 700 years in both cases. Why? It's because
right.
They didn't want it. They had something
right,
that,
so
that they had had for thousands of years. They didn't want it. And yes, blacks
right,
could be racist. They was racist if you want to look at it that way. When they used the term Septepen Ra, that means chosen by God. So they was putting a position in place, and you can go in the temples and you can see it written all over the temples and the tomb. Chosen by God. Ramesu the second name, his throne name was Ursa Maat Re Septepen Ra. Chosen by God. Ramesu Mary Amen. Loved by God.
Sir.
Born of God. That's who he was.
Sir, but that was not
human
based
beings.
On what we call race today. And also, there is no human race. See, people use that cliche.
There
all
is
the time.
A human race. Let me name it. Let me show
but
you what their human race is.
Human is not a race. Human is
human
a
beings.
Species.
Human beings
human
are
is not
human
a
beings.
Race.
Well, that's
human
you saying that, Kevin. That's you
it's
saying that.
No, that's
but
science.
But archaeologists, and paleontologists and archaeologists say there is. And
human,
let me give you the order of. Let me give you the order.
Is a species.
It was there was others before Homo sapiens sapiens.
Exactly.
You had
Australopithecus.
Well, Kevin, why do you want to argue with me?
Other species. No, I'm telling you, sir, because you're saying things that are incorrect. Hello, are you still there? Yeah, he said, see, people we might have lost you, brother, but I'm not arguing with you, but we have to be accurate in the terms we use, because people use that cliche all the time. There's only one race, the human race. Human is not a race.
Can you hear me now?
Human is not a race. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. We can hear you now.
Africans say it is. Kamoi Kamu, wait a minute. Kamoi Kamu from Ethiopia, he says it is. When he was with Richard Leakey, when they found Dek Nash, he said it is, and they would know. They for real Africans.
What did he say?
The order of the sentence with the humanids. Humanids, you have Australopithecus, both Robuscus and Bosay. Then you had your Homo habilis. Then you had your Homo erectus. All of them was ape-like. Then when you get into your Homo sapiens, the Homo sapien and Homo sapiens sapien, Homo sapiens sapien is present-day human, the human beings. And
human
that's the way it
species,
is.
Sir. Exact human species, sir. This is what I'm telling you. Species.
The first human species all came out of one particular area that could support that type of human life. You can't have human life up in the north. It wouldn't exist. And then because of Grolier's law, it means that any life, a species that's around the equator, is going to have to produce melanin in order to protect themselves from the ultraviolet rays of the sun. It's the same way today. When you migrate to other parts of the world, other geographical location, nature will protect you and provide your body with what it needs to survive in this new environment. And that's it.
Right, but you're still part of the same species, sir. This is what I'm telling you.
And that species is called human beings. What do we call those people there off the Adamant Island? They have genes that's unadulterated. They haven't been mixed.
Those
blacks
are
in America
North
is mixed.
Sentinel Island. Exactly. Those are the people from North Sentinel Island, and they are jet black. I'm talking jet black. They have not been.
So
mixed,
what is? Wait a minute.
Mixed.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Eskimos are blacker than Farrakhan.
Okay.
So what about them? Now let me get to this other thing about this gentleman making the mention, this football player.
Deshaun
and
Jackson.
You know another thing, Frances Chris Wilson was a racist too, because she said that the black man could annihilate the whites with their penis. That's racist. What is racism? Is it the act or is it the color of the skin?
Family. That's science. She's saying they are recessive. When we mate with them, the child comes out black. That's science. That's not nothing racist. What are you talking
about?
So
what is a Nigerian? Is a Nigerian black? They don't say they're black.
Exactly, because you're using terms given to you.
You're coming up with these
people.
Superficial terms. How about Alicia Keys?
No.
Is she African or is she black?
Hey.
Sir, you're using
Can I ask
again.
A question, though? But I feel where y'all going.
I got another point I want to get to with the football player, too.
I believe she's classified as black. But go ahead.
When you make that point, still let us know, though. I need your opinion on it. Can black people be racist? Make sure you make
I told
that
you
point
that. Now, let me talk about the football player. What the football player,
you gotta make it plain.
From a historical content, he's not lying. He tells the truth. I'm going to tell you the reason why.
Exactly.
From a historical context, and you can even find it in the Bible, 2 Kings 19:34, 19:35, when it talks about the Cushites fighting the Assyrians, the Assyrians being led by Sennacherib, and they was coming down on Jerusalem to destroy Jerusalem. The Cushites had broke away and formed an organization, a group called Yahwehans, and their god was a local god of no importance and no power. His name was Yahweh. And out of that came Judaism, what you want to call Judaism. Out of Judaism came Christianity, then Islam. So if you want to be really technical about it, what the man said is true, because Cushites are jet black people. My namesake was one of, of the ones that defeated the Assyrians. Historical content.
That's right.
That is what he
said
is accurate. Now, here's the point. Here's the point. Where is the people that's supposed to come to this man's defense? Because apparently he's out there basing his assumption on something he heard. Although in this case, it had a lot of validity. But where is the people that's supposed to come to his defense? Nobody's there. You know why? Because they don't know what he's talking about and don't know how to do it.
Good question. Okay. Yes, indeed. We appreciate that, Carla.
Mustafa, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good water. I'm going to show you how to tell if a watermelon is ripe, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you.
We got,
I'll
got
be
some
there, too,
so
we'll see you.
You're going to be in town.
I'm in town now.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah, let's meet up. I'll be down there. Yeah, I'll be down there.
All right, I'll see you.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
All right. Peace. Yes, indeed. So, family, real quick, this has been a great discussion. We are talking about, can black people be racist? This has all come from, you know, last week Deshaun Jassett posted. He posted something on his Instagram page. It looked like a reference quote or a quote from Hitler, but it was from a book. He just posted it. I don't think he really had a caption. And people went crazy. They got to call him anti-Semitic, a bigot, racist. They called him everything under the sun. So we wanted to ask the family, can black people be racist, so we can clear this up once and for all as we move forward, you know, and try to use the correct language and not give the people who really are racist a pass by saying we're racist. At least that's what I've been trying to do, clarify my position. But I digress. Y'all want to hit the call line and see what's up?
Caller, area code 319.
And then so my entertainment company, I have a...
Hello?
Caller?
Yeah, caller, you there? PC. Yes, indeed, caller.
Hey.
How you doing, caller? You got a question or comment?
I just got a comment.
Yes,
I'm glad Piyaki touched on that, because I was getting ready to say something just very similar. Because we are the lost people. Because if you go according to the Bible, everything that thing that he said was our punishment happened to us. We don't know our history. We don't know our true history. We are actually lost.
This is fact.
So
this is fact.
So and all of our history has been erased from us. So,
if you
look at the Bible, what happened to the chosen people is exactly what happened to our ancestors, and we're just now catching up.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
As far as black people can be racist, yeah, they can. But does it work? No, it's dumb, it's stupid, it's funny, because all you're doing is doing them a favor by leaving them alone.
Right. So, okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But yeah.
Okay. Yes, indeed. We got you. Did you have another call? Yeah, you still on? Go ahead. I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. I also want to comment that when Hitler was saying this stuff, he had archaeologists all over the world. He loved history. So. And he wasn't going to say nothing that he didn't have back to. And if you notice, all the statues and stuff that's in Egypt, and they bring out all these statues that haven't been touched in years, notice how all the noses are just broke off of them. That is one of the things that they use to hide history. So.
Exactly.
And like I said, the truth is just now starting to come out. So.
Yes, indeed. All right, we appreciate you, Colin. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So y'all want to hit the call lines, see what's up?
Yeah, we.
Call us 314-397.
Hello.
Hey, yes, indeed. Hello. Peace, caller. How you doing? You have a question or a comment?
Well, I just wanted to say I agree with what you're saying, Kevin, because that's so true. I don't consider myself That's why when they ask what race is you, I'm a human. I'm not black. And they got us with the black mark and got them with the white mark. And I'm like you. I'm not going to say I'm just a human being. You already consider us as black dogs anyway or something that we, you know. So I kind of agree with you on that. I don't believe, I have said it before that, yes, we can be just like they are a race, but the way you explain it, you might give them a pass to say they race against each other. Their race is different from race. They got a hate race to hang us, kill us because of our color. So they're definitely different from what they are. So I kind of agree with you. Sorry if I'm coming in
loud. Yes, indeed.
I speak, but,
that's okay. Go ahead.
I agree with you on that. It's just a little different from them. And you say, yes, we should love each other. They love each other. But like you said, it's a little different.
It's different because they hate us in the process. We don't typically hate them like the caller said. They do. They go out of their way to sabotage us and to oppress us and do all this other type of stuff. So that's different than just loving your race. Nobody would have a problem if they just loved their race and left us alone. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's not the case. So yeah, you're right.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. So that's what I really wanted to say, you know. And
yes, indeed.
Thank you all for taking the call.
That's okay. Yes, indeed.
Cool.
Thank you for
you.
Calling. Yes, indeed. All right. Let's see. We can get a few more. Try to get a couple more up in here before we wrap it up, family. We're talking about, are we asking the question, can black people be racist? Let's hit the call.
Let's get another one.
Carla, area code 314-616.
Hello.
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 Peace, Carla. How are you doing? Yes, we can hear you.
I'm doing good. Okay. All right. So my comment is basically to say that black people are racist because they love their race makes no sense to me, because racists and racism is not rooted in love whatsoever. It is rooted in a deep hate. It always has been. So me being proud of my blackness, that makes me proud to be black, a proud black woman.
That's right.
It makes me unapologetically black. It may make me black, blickety, black. But what it does not make me is a racist, because that is rooted in hate. And also racism is the systematic system that is set up against black people by the ones who have the power, the governmental power, and we don't have that yet. Maybe the tides will turn, but it's not set up that way yet. So we need to not get it confused. We cannot be racist. We can be prejudiced, because everybody's prejudiced. Me, you, the neighbor next door, the mailman.
Exactly.
Everybody can be a racist.
Yes.
We can also be bigots. But
thing
we cannot be is a racist.
Is racist. That's right.
And that's all I had to say.
Yes, indeed, Carla. We appreciate that. Yes,
all right,
indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Carla. Now, look, I want to break this down real quick, and we try to get one more call in, because this is what black people have to understand, right? We are in a system. Remember, race, again, the double meaning, race is a competition. They are in competition with us, but guess what? They cannot compete, because what do you do when you can't compete? You cheat, right? When you cannot compete fair and square with the person, you have to cheat. So the system of racism, white supremacy, is a cheat system for them, because they know that they cannot compete with the black man and woman if things were all equal. So they have to do sneaky things. They have to use covert tactics. They have to use deceit. They have to use lies in order to rule, right? This is what the elders and the ancestors teach. They have to use lies and deceit in order to rule, because if things were fair and equal, they would not be able to compete. So to answer your question, Mufasa, are black people superior, the original man and woman superior? We don't have to be, because if we just want justice, equality, like the sister said, we just want justice, fairness, and equality. Because if that happens, justice, freedom, and equality. But see, if that happens, things will take care of themselves, right? We don't have to discriminate against them. We don't have to oppress them. We don't have to do anything. We just have to keep things justice, freedom, and equality. That's it. That's all we have to do as the original people who are led by divine spirit. That's all we have to do. We don't have to act like them. We don't have to hang them. We don't have to discriminate against them. We don't have to do any of that, because things will just take care of themselves. So we have to understand that their system is a cheat system, because they cannot compete with us on any level, mentally, physically, spiritually, on any level. They know that they cannot compete. Therefore, they created this system in order to use lies, deceit, to try to rule us, right? So we just got to understand that. You know, we just got to understand that particular dynamic of what we under. But I digress.
Make it plain, because I want to respond to all this, but I definitely want to make sure that we get the callers in.
Yes, indeed. So let's get a call. Make it plain, caller.
Caller, area code 314-750.
Okay, this is Sister Nyambe again. I'm going to try to be quick. I'm trying to
yes, indeed.
Move between you all and another conference call I'm supposed to be on. But thank you. So I want to address Brother's comment about Yaqub and that being a theory. If we study the history of the Caucasian, we will find that it is no theory. Grafting is the same as cloning. Are they not cloning today? The only reason they can clone
yes.
is because that is the method by which they got them. Otherwise, they
yes.
didn't even know how to do it. Whatever they do, it is because that they use the same method that they that were used to bring them here. All we have to do is study their history, and even just
that's right.
really study them now, and we will see the truth in it. We cannot
that's
dispute
right.
it with rhetoric. Prove
that's right.
that they got here via grafting. You can look at them physically and tell that they are void of everything that we have, but they are a
that's
copy
right.
of us. You can physically look at them and see that. The other
that's
thing
right.
is that when we go back to Egyptian history, that is a limited part of our history. We love to bring up that part of our history. Our history goes back millions of years before
millions.
Egyptian, our
that's
Egyptian
right.
history. So we cannot
That's
use
right.
that limited history to try to refute the truth of who we are and who the Caucasian is, because that is a limited,
right.
a very limited part of our history. So
That's right.
Yes,
indeed. Thank you.
I'm in the ministry class, so when you hear me talk, that's the student minister coming out. So.
All right,
no
now.
Doubt. We
so,
love it.
Ahead,
we
man.
Love it. Yes, indeed.
Can I say
yeah,
it? Y'all know I like to say it. I gotta say it. Go ahead now.
Say it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead now.
Yeah,
yeah, we love it.
Peace, sister. Peace, sister.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, caller. Yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
So, yeah. Yes. Yes, indeed. Family, we are coming down to the last 10 minutes of the broadcast. This has been a great dialogue. You know, I really appreciate the family. So, yeah, we've been going in. Maybe we can get another call in. We're asking the question, can black people be racist? And, yeah, let's see if we can get, I guess, one more in. Are we there? We got time? What y'all think?
I don't think there's
Hello?
Any more calls.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead, brother.
That was a whirlwind of information there, okay? And
yes,
I appreciate this conversation, this topic. And like I say, Brother Mufasa is never the one to say that he can't be taught something. And I definitely learned some things today, and I hope everybody listening learns some things. Now, I do want to say this, though. Me saying that a black person can be racist, now, coming from my background of, and you guys may feel, may say differently, because I come from a background of hatred. And Brother Ken can say, you know, it's me reacting
right.
to what was, you know, put upon me and my people. And that may be true. But I had to learn, me joining the nation is what started to help me to learn to love. Because I was a very hateful person, and I did hate. You know what I'm saying? I consider myself a racist. I want to give back to them what they put on us. So
right.
I'm speaking from my own, you know, feelings in this as well, of saying black people can be racist, because I hated white people. You know, it's thankful, and the world should be thankful that there was a person, that I ran into a person, a group of people that taught me how to love, because I did not love other groups of people, hands down. And I want to,
I wanted to get out
the hate, and all that they put up on us, I wanted to give it back to them.
Right, and that's what you call.
I feel like I said.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
Go ahead, brother. No, I didn't want to interrupt your wisdom, but I was just going to say, but you know, you call that growth, because when I was young, you know, when you experience things and you learn about certain things and you first come into consciousness, I had a level of hate, too, towards them. But again, we were reacting to how we saw, you know, us being treated, family, you know, ancestors, whatever. We were reacting to how people were treated. But as you grow and evolve, you learn that that's not the righteous manner, because then, you know, you're just turning into them. And then, like I said, we just want justice, freedom, and equality, and things will take care of themselves just naturally. So we don't have to be the ones to inflict that type of cruel, inhumane, you know, type of gestures onto them to seek some type of revenge or to do. No. The universe, Allah, God is going to take care of it. You know, they'll get their due. But for us, we just have to try to live, you know, as righteously as we can, produce justice, and things will take care of themselves. So, you know, that's why I don't get into the black supremacy talk and all that other stuff. No. I don't want to use any of their language. We need to establish a system of justice in order to rule over the planet, right? Because right now the planet has been hijacked. We got these people, you know, putting us in category groups, divide and conquer, lies, deceit, all these things that are ruling over us, and we just have to, you know, demolish the whole system. So we don't have to worry about seeking no type of revenge or anything. We just need to be the best, you know, universal man and woman that we can be. You dig what I'm saying? So again, we were just reacting, and you know, some black people still may feel that way, but it's just a reaction to what they've seen, because our natural state is not to hate anyone. As the sister said earlier, you know, that's not in our nature. As you see, even today, we accept everyone, basically. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. You know, I can leave it right there. I know we're down, you know, to like the last 6 minutes. If you want to make some closing remarks, Mufasa and Elijah, and we can go ahead and get ready to close it out.
Yeah, definitely some good teaching today. You know, and I'm sure there are
That was good.
A few of my people that's still out there that do, you know, still hold a hatred in their heart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know how they feel. I know where they come from. You know, so.
Right, exactly. Yes, indeed. Yep, I get it too. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, and
get
I get it too.
Now, you ready to go ahead and write your letter, Brother King?
Oh, man, look at you. Well, I'll tell you what, first things first, I'll be down there to get one of the watermelons tomorrow. So let's get to that all first. Right. But, this was a good conversation. You know, I really appreciate the family. Appreciate my brother Mufasa. I appreciate Queen Rigel. You know, we've had this discussion off air a few times, so it was good to kind of bring it to the family and just, you know, put it out there and, you know, kind of get on the same page because, like I say, this is 2020. We are at a critical time in history. We are at a point where black people are really getting on code. We're starting to see things for what they are. 2020 is about vision. You know, we're coming into our own and having these conversations so we can kind of weed out the nonsense. You know, we want to put conversations in the air that kind of push black people, push our society, push humanity forward, you know, as we move into a new epoch of this world, you know, of society. So this conversation is great. You know, hopefully it's in the archives. People will go back and listen so they can learn and do their own research, come to their own conclusion. But you want to make sure that it's rooted in something concrete and something, you know, something righteous as far as, you know, when you draw your conclusions. You want it to be rooted in something. Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's the motto? We ain't all got to think alike.
We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. Yes. Yes, indeed. So that's what it is. We just need to, you know, ponder the question. You know, look up racism. Look up races. Look up these words and then figure out how did these terms come to be. You know, where do we get these terms from? We got black, white. You know, white is a very, very, very recent term that stems in America from my understanding, Bacon's Rebellion back in Virginia, when different groups of people were fighting against the government, and they decided to come with the term race or the white race in order to distinguish, you know, the Irish from the WASP, from the Italians, from the this and that, and they came up with the term white in order to push that agenda, and they've been trying to perfect what they call race ever since then. So then you got Negro, you got the black, you know, you got the yellow man, you know, all these colorable terms to describe people and basically put people in a box. So, you know, I just encourage the family to do your research on that, study, figure out where these terms come from, and see how they are applicable today and what type of, you know, box they have us boxed in using language, you know. So, yeah, that's where we at, family. Appreciate the callers. Make sure y'all check us out next week. You dig what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, you guys can join us, and we'll be sharing again another powerful show. And peace.
Peace out, man.
Peace.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talkin'.
We talkin' like we walkin'. Collective mind.
Play out, right?
Collective mind.
What they thought?